Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. We started making yogurt as a way to fund an organic farming school, and 28 years later, our mission is still all about healthy food, healthy people, and a healthy planet. Today, we support 200,000 acres of organic family farms, and we give 10% of our profits to efforts that protect and restore the earth. So we're proud to support thoughtful programming like Living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at LOE.org.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Kellerman. House Republicans have taken the first step to make good on a promise they made last year in their pledge to America. Voting on strict party lines, the Natural Resources Committee approved a bill Republicans call the National Security and Federal Lands Protection Act. It would allow the Border Patrol to ignore 36 environmental laws on federal land within 100 miles of U.S. borders. The chief sponsor of the bill is Utah Republican Rob Bishop.
Border Patrol should not be stopped or inhibited in anything they try to do. The environment is being trashed by illegal entry. It is not national security that is threatening our environment. It is the lack of national security that is threatening our environment. Environmental laws and border security are in conflict. What is happening right now is not acceptable, and it has to change.
But John Leshy says nothing needs to change. He was general counsel at the Department of the Interior during the Clinton administration and testified before the House committee. Professor Leshy now teaches at UC Hastings College of Law.
It provides a complete exemption for the Department of Homeland Security from all of the major environmental and related natural resource laws when it operates on federal land within 100 miles of any land border of the United States. That's basically the Canadian border and the Mexican border. So all around the Great Lakes. And, you know, there's a lot of federal land, a lot of national forests, a lot of national parks. Those are all would be under great threat.
So those would be laws like safe drinking water,
clean air, clean water, the Wilderness Act, the Endangered Species Act, the act that governs the National Park Service, the National Forest System, etc. On and on. Long list. 30-some laws.
Now, can't the Secretary of Homeland Security right now, can't they use their authority that's been delegated by Congress to waive environmental laws?
They have limited authority to do that. Under some laws passed in the under the Republican Congress in the Bush administration. It's very localized and very limited. What this would do is take that little sort of camel's nose under the tent and put the entire camel inside the tent.
Now, as I understand, this bill is actually a compromise. It would have originally included private lands.
That's right. In its original proposal, it applied to all private and state land as well as federal land within 100 miles of the border. It also originally defined the border to include the coastlines, so it would have included, you know, California and Massachusetts and the entire state of Florida and all of that. So they have limited it to some extent, but it's still on any federal land there. DHS can basically gain access, build roads, build whatever facilities that it decides it needs to secure operational control of the border without complying with any laws.
Well, I know back in 2009, under the Bush administration, that the Department of Homeland Security said they were going to pay up to $50 million for reasonable mitigation measures because of the environmental damage that they did in terms of constructing roads and building the fence.
Yeah, there have been, you know, localized problems along the Mexican border with the fence and endangered species and that sort of thing. The agencies, that is, Department of Homeland Security and the land managers in the Interior Department and the Agriculture Department, have actually worked these problems out as they've arisen. And in fact, nobody in the federal executive branch now at DHS or in the Interior Agriculture Departments favors this exemption. They say we don't need it.
Has there, to your mind, Professor, been a case where national security was at risk because of some environmental laws, red tape?
You know, it's interesting. Many of the laws that this proposal would waive actually have national security exemptions in them, like the Clean Water Act. I mean, a number of environmental laws say, look, if there's a national security issue with implementing these laws, it'll be worked out between EPA and Homeland Security.
Well, I guess I'm going to ask you to speak on behalf of the House Republicans. They passed it out of the Natural Resources Committee. Why do they say they want it?
Frankly, my own judgment is this is all about politics and not about real policy on the ground. It's convenient to beat up these days on regulators and on environmental laws as causing all sorts of problems. And in the new Tea Party contract with America, they made, you know, securing the borders a big deal. And they don't like things like the Endangered Species Act and the Wilderness Act that try to safeguard some pristine areas of federal land. So they're seizing this sort of border security mania to try to score some political points.
You testified before the House committee, right?
Yes.
And what was the reception to what you were saying?
Oh, fairly hostile from the Tea Party types. I mean, some members waved their copies of the Constitution at me and basically said, doesn't the Constitution say that border security trumps everything else, which is really not true. So I would say my testimony, which was, you know, along the lines of what I said here, that this is really not fixing a real problem, was met with a fairly hostile reception.
I noticed that among the backers of this bill include some motorcycle rider associations.
Yeah, that's quite interesting, actually. The Motorcycle Riders Association and the Cattlemen's Association apparently support this. Frankly, if I were them, I'd be a little troubled by this, because if you say DHS has complete exemption from laws to do what it needs on these federal lands, I think that, you know, graziers and hunters and miners and other people who use these lands, you know, might find themselves crowded out by DHS, because this says if DHS needs access and needs to occupy these lands, it can without any control. So I think this is actually poses a threat to their activities.
The bill came out of a committee. What happens now? The full House gets to vote on it?
Yeah, I think it has to go through a couple of other committees. Then it goes to the floor of the House. I would predict it will probably pass the House. When it gets over to the Senate, I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Professor, thank you very much.
Thank you. Glad to have the opportunity to talk.
John Leshy is a professor at UC Hastings College of the Law.